Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, praise God, praise God. This is Pamela J.P. Martin coming from you live on Blog Talk Radio with Get Inspired. And I'm thanking God for allowing me to come before you this morning. The message this morning is about not fearing. I'm telling you, not allowing people to come up against you and for you to stand there and know that God is with you. Amen? Amen. So I want you to go with me real quick. I promise you I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to talk about fear this morning. How many of that, you know, people have fear of darkness and fear of bearing children, fear of maybe because it was, you know, fear of abuse or fear of financial ruin, fear of going to hell, fear of so many things I could call out right now, fear of being persecuted, fear of different things, things made up, things that are actual. Amen, amen. But when we think about it and we think about the spirit of fear is what? Not of God. Amen, amen. So this morning, you know, when we think about it, if you can go with me to Psalms 34:4, it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's Psalm 34:4. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, amen, amen, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, your mind, in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:6-7, amen, amen. So I want to encourage you, those two scriptures, to make sure you stand on them, amen, Psalms 34:4 and Philippians 4:6-7. Many times in life, we run up into situations that shock us. Amen. You know what I'm saying, right? You walk into a situation, you think everything's going to go well, and all of a sudden, it's the reverse. It's not that the outcome that you expected. Amen. So you go around, and suddenly the enemy sends fear into your life. And you say, oh, see, there is not going the way you expected it to go. It's going away. It may have been that you thought you were going to get a job promotion, amen? But the promotion didn't come through, so now you're concerned. Or you think that God has let you down, or you made a bad decision. But God knows that that position would have taken you from him, would have pulled you away from him, doing his will and his purpose. So, no, you did the right decision. God's going to open up another door for you, and you have to have faith to believe that. But when you allow fear to enter, it can stop everything what God is trying to do for you in your life. How many of us know what I'm talking about this morning? Amen? Amen. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, I told someone this story once, and this is a fact. I think I preached on it recently about fear to the point that it crippled me from I wouldn't move forward out of a car. I was in a car, amen, and I pull up and I see this what I think is a snake in the driveway. But when I look and it's laying there, my eyes say that it's a snake. It says it looks like a snake. I don't know about you, but I just don't deal with snakes. Amen, amen. And so I'm looking. I sit in my car for a few minutes. I sit in that car, and time goes by, and I'm waiting for it to move. I look at my lights. I've gone back and forth. I'm like, I even threw something out the window, and at one point it looked like it moved, and then it stopped. But then all of a sudden I said, Lord Jesus, I'm going to get out this car, and I'm going to go and see what that is. And when I went up to see what it was, now, mind you, I had sat in the car for maybe about a good 15 to 20 minutes. You might laugh, but people, when fear comes on you, it can make you imagine things to be what they're not. Amen? Some of you might be in fear that your husband or your spouse is cheating on you. You might think you see something that really isn't happening. And I'm trying to show you how the imagination can take over, how the enemy can use it against you. So I'm sitting there in my car 15 to 20 minutes watching this move in front of my car. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is huge. And I'm thinking, you know, they have poisonous snakes in Maryland. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get out the car and I'm going to get bit. I mean, all the things, right, that could have come about came about. And I'm sitting, and then all of a sudden I pray to God, and I said, Lord, you know, you're not in the spirit of fear. And, you know, the devil is a liar. And I got out, and I was ready. I took something. I was going to hit it over the head and kill it if it reached at me. And I get up to it, and it's a stick. It's literally a stick. But wait a minute. But in the car, I saw the stick move. In the car, I even saw it flinch one time. In the car, I saw it turn to the left, turn to the right. My imagination, that's right, that thing inside of you, my imagination had taken hold of that, and the enemy was having a field day. And I was sitting there imagining and envisioning something that was never happening. No, it was not a drastic move, but it was enough that I thought. And then I realized it was the wind. It was the the air. It was anything. You know, it was just all rational. But yet I sat in a car, irrational, believing that it was something that it was not. And many times people go through life doing that, even in relationships. Instead of getting involved in relationship with people, they assume that the relationship is going to go awry and it's going to be something negative from it. So they shut down on relationship. And some people end up living without ever taking full advantage of all the opportunities that God has put before them because of the spirit of fear. I've heard people not hire people because of the spirit of fear. And they say, oh, no, something about them I just don't like. But you don't know if that's true or not. You don't know if they really did that or if they could do that. And like I told someone recently, people change. You do know that, right? God is a changer, amen, of people. You do know that, right? When people receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, there's another spirit operating in them, amen, amen? Now, yeah, they may not yield their will completely as they should, but that's between them and God. He'll deal with them on that. But when you go around and you have a Geiger counter of fear, and you just pull it up, and everything that comes up in your life, good or bad and different, you pull that up and find fear in it. It is not of God that you're acting like that. You need to release the fear and allow God to move into your life. Amen, amen. The Bible says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and he may lift you up in due time and cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 through 7. Amen. And Psalms 55, 22 to 23. An anxious heart weighs a person down. Amen. But a kind word cheers him up. That's right. The word of God says an anxious heart weighs a man down. But a kind word cheers them up. That's Proverbs 12:25. Recently, I was going to a class, and the gentleman in the class had some issues. It wasn't fear, it was issues. And every time I would come into class and I would do a report before the class, everyone had to grade you on what you were doing. But this gentleman who had other ulterior motives, I don't know why he's even in the class, but they made him the VP of the class. And he would always give a negative, disrespectful remark in the end. And so I went to him, and I humbly went to him, and I said, you know, I need to address this. And I said, I don't understand. Why did you put that down on a piece of paper and give it to me? And he started going around a circle, blah, 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 blah. And it was almost like I knew the Lord was saying he was intimidated. He allowed fear to come in here, fear that I would end up being someone surpassing him in the class. And so he, instead of being appreciative for where I am and what I'm doing, he instead started trying to incite fear into me and that I would fail the class by making derogatory remarks. Think about it, okay? He's the one, the next one in class is in charge. So it blew my mind, and you have to be concerned. I don't know what this message is for, but you have to be concerned when you allow others to engrip fear in you. You need to rebuke that right now, wherever you are, and tell God, I denounce the spirit of fear in my life right now. I know that greater is he that is in me that is in the world. Help me, Holy Ghost. There's somebody listening. You need to know that. I don't care what bill collector showed up. I don't care what bill came in the mail, what call you're receiving. Greater is he that is in you that is in the world. Remember that. Whenever everything comes again, when the enemy starts to come in like a flood, know that there's a blessing around the corner, that God's got something huge that's in your favor. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is something that's coming that you would never thought would happen to you. That's the kind of God we serve. That's who we serve. That's who we are, the great almighty God. We don't serve man. We don't serve mammon. We don't serve money. Amen, amen. I don't know who this is for, but this message is for someone listening. You've been contemplating changing jobs. You've been in the same job, and you're out of fear. You won't even move. You've gotten yourself in a place of fear where you won't even move outside of that job to find out the great things that God has for you. But I'm here to tell you today that we're going to rebuke that and bind that demon up. I'm telling you, because that's nothing but a demon, an opposition of God, because we serve a God of change. Think about it. Think about all the disciples in the Word of God. Did they not always be progressing to something else? Think about it. Amen, amen. Think about it. Joseph never stayed in the jail. Joseph never stayed in the desert in the pit. Amen, amen. He went from the pit to the jail back to the mansion, right? Amen, to be fully in charge. Daniel never stayed in the lion's den. Amen. We serve a progressive God. Amen, amen. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Why don't you think God wants the best for you? He does. Amen. So don't let fear of not having what God has for you stand in your way. Amen. The devil is a liar. The greatness of what God has for you will be released. I'm telling you. In fact, it's already done. You just got to set your mind up to receive it. Amen. And stop professing the things that are negative and against God. Amen. Stop professing the things. Start professing victory. Amen. 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 So an anxious heart weighs a man down. Walking around pacing, you can't wait for it. You can't wait for it. Let it go. It's going to come in its time. Amen. He says an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Amen. Speak the positive things of life. I don't care if you don't know it. I don't care if you don't see it. Speak life. Amen, amen. Proverbs 12:25. I want to still elaborate on that again, because some of you listening, you don't even speak positive things about yourself. You say, well, someone said, how you doing? Well, things are getting rough. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. I don't know. You know, instead of saying, you know what? God is good. And you know what? What's about to happen in my life? God's got it handled, and he's going to do it for me. I don't care if it look like things are crazy, disembobulated. I don't care if it's all confusion, your children all whacked out, everything. But speak life. Tommy may be rebellious, but you say God's working with him. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. Johnny may have got incarcerated, but God's working with him on the inside. And when he come out, he's going to be different than he was when he went in. Amen. You speak life over that thing. You don't turn anything over to the devil and allow him to have his will with it. And when you do fear, and when you do speaking negative things, that's what you're doing. You're giving it over to the devil. You're allowing him to have the glory in it. Amen, amen. Amen. Then I'm telling you, then Jesus, I'm reading you Luke 12:22-26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, amen, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, or what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or a barn, yet God feeds them. Help me, Holy Ghost. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who you are worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Do you hear what Jesus is saying? Amen. What can you do by worrying? What can you do? I have to tell you, I'm a culprit of it too. I remember when I got an encounter with a gentleman that was in charge of the class, and I was so anxious about getting the award, the certificate that I'm supposed to get that will allow me to elevate me to another level, that I was very concerned. I became anxious about how this guy was and for that. And then I became concerned. I began to worry, and I began to become frustrated, and I began to sit around, and I began not to move and read my word of God. I'm telling you, I began to start changing my thought process. And I'm telling you, worry will open up the door for you to begin to speak negative things, begin to believe false things. Things about yourself. I'm telling you, it is not something that you want to waddle in, amen? But you want to give it over to God. Like he said, like Jesus told us, who by worrying can change anything? Can you change anything by worrying? Some things, think about it right now. Have you ever worried about something and thought the outcome was going to become negative and it became a positive and you were like, I worried for nothing? Have you ever done that? Have you ever seen that? I want to encourage you also to go to Matthew 6, chapter 6, 25 through 34, and read there as well. Because we don't have a lot of time, but I want to get this message to someone listening. Amen, amen. You have the victory. Amen, amen. You have the victory. So next time somebody try to come to you and try to incite fear in your life, you say, ain't nobody afraid of you. Amen, amen. You let them know, ain't nobody afraid of you. Amen, amen. Why? Because you got God on the inside. Amen. Why? Because you got the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because the Lord said in the word of God, he said, I search the heart of man to do him good. God is searching hearts to do good. Amen. Amen. So there's no good thing that he's going to hold from you as long as you walk upright. Amen. So why are you downcast, O my soul? Amen. Psalms 42:5. Amen. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Amen. 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 Proverbs 3:5-8. Amen. I want to get this to someone, because there's someone listening here that this message is for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways. He said all. He didn't say one, two. He didn't say partly. He didn't say halfway. He said in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths what? Straight. Amen. So your path could be crooked. Stuff could be coming from all north sides, east, west. But God said if you acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. But acknowledge him what? In all your ways. Amen. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. People bring you evil stuff. Bring you lying accusations. I had someone lie on me recently, and I was so perplexed because the man claimed he know God. But I knew it was a witness in the room that testified that I did not do what he said I did. So he blatantly lied on me, and it was almost vexing my spirit. That's right. I'm not above the law. I'm just like the rest of y'all. And so it almost vexed my spirit. It hurt me because I thought he was better than that. But I realized he was just something that the devil was using. He had allowed himself to succumb to the enemy with his lies and its continuous behavior of what he had exhibited. So basically, for me, what was my job? To go to God and acknowledge it in all my ways, and to give it to God in all my ways, so I know I am not God. I know that God has the situation. It became so difficult. I started writing down what I felt. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get to someone listening, but the point was for me to get it off of me, you understand, and to intercede and pray for that person. Amen, amen, amen. Because again, what does he say in Proverbs 3:5-8? Amen. What does it say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Amen, amen. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. And he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Don't be saying, I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get even with her. They ain't going to do this to me no more. I'm going to set this straight. Amen. Fear the Lord and shun evil. That's not godly behavior. Shun it. Amen. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Proverbs 3:5-8. I want to say it again. You think something's wrong. No, I'm trying to elaborate on that because many people are walking around here sick right now because they've got a lot of stuff hemmed up in their bodies of unforgiveness and bitterness that was planted there by people that did stuff to them. And you got to let it go. I'm telling you, you got to let it go. Let it go. Shun the evil. Let the thoughts go of wanting to get evil, get even. Shun the thoughts of talking about them and slandering their name. Let God have his way with them. He will do it. I'm telling you, he'll bring it to pass. But your mission is to what? Like Jesus told us, pray for them that despitefully use you and say all manner of wickedness against you. Pray for them that what? That they see God. I'm closing out with Romans 8:26-28. I want to get this to someone. In the spirit, helps us, and we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us and groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all things God's work for the good of those who love him, who have called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:26-38. It goes on to tell Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him that gives me strength. Apostle Paul found strength in God. He reminds us that I have been in prison frequently, been flogged, severely beaten, I'm telling you, and been exposed to death again and again, betrayed by many. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in an open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in a danger from rivers, danger from bandits, and danger from my own countrymen. Did you hear that? From his own countrymen, from people that knew him, amen? People that he grew up around, amen? And danger from Gentiles, and danger in the city, and danger in the country, and danger at sea, and danger from false brothers. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Who is weak? And I do not feel weak. Who is led into sin? I do not inwardly burn. If I must boast, I will boast of things that show my weakness. I will not boast about myself except about weakness. God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will not boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness and insults and hardship and persecutions and difficulty. For when I am weak, then am I strong. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 12, 10. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13, 6, put your hope in the Lord both now and forever. Psalms 13:1-1. I want to encourage you right now, wherever you are, to allow God to your life, to put the fear away. I'm telling you, the possibility of the causes of anxiety and fear are many. Conflict, health problems, dangerous situations, death, unmet needs. They wonder why people have strokes, why people are having, you know, aneurysms. A lot of time people are stressed out and they take it home and they don't know where to dump it. But I'm telling you, take it to Jesus. He has a premier dumping ground. I'm telling you, he's waiting for you to do so. I'm telling you, you can't fix the problem. You can't turn around. Give it to the Lord and watch what he does. Don't succumb to the devil's ways. Don't allow him to change you. Amen. So I want to tell you while I'm closing out, and I thank and praise God for allowing me to come for you this morning. I ask God to bless you again. Send me your testimonies about this broadcast. I thank God for everything. I thank God for you allowing me to come before you. This is Pamela J.P. Martin signing off from you. I'm telling you, get inspired. I love you. I love you in Jesus' name. Let the fear go. In Jesus' name, amen.